94 QHV. Good morning and mobile. QHV, correction. I am monitoring, not mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
This is Nick here. I'm in Pendleton. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Been up all night. I took a nap yesterday afternoon and had a nice tall glass of iced coffee after I got up from my nap. So I didn't sleep at all last night, but I'm still doing pretty good.
I didn't spend the whole night laying in bed wishing you were sleeping. I did something similar a few weeks back, almost the exact same thing. I don't know what I was thinking, but I drank a big, huge, giant cup of coffee at about 9 o'clock.
Then drank some coffee this morning, get me kick-started again, and always retired. Always got plenty of projects around here to do. It's time of year to tend to my antenna farm. I always got to plan a couple more when summertime comes along.
Curious to hear about that.
My 10-meter, 75-meter that needs to go up, I've got a push-up pole for it, and just a matter of, kind of balancing the thing out and getting it up in the air. It's fairly long. It's an interesting antenna. Recall the name of it. I don't have the paperwork on it handy, but it was something ordered online. I don't remember if I got it through DX Engineering or HRO, but anyway, it'll be something different to try out because I've got a vertical I've been using for 75, 80 meters, and it's kind of an all band thing, and then I've got a wire. I've never really done much with the wire antenna. There's always, like I say, some kind of project like that, and then there's stuff that's a lot more practical. Got to tend to cutting the grass this time of year, and this, that, and the other. Always something around the house that needs to get done.
That's what your location was.
I'm about 30 miles south of Greenville off Highway 25. I don't know if you know where the chimney landfill, the county dump is. I'm about a mile from the county dump.
Anderson County, so I think we use a different dump than you guys.
This is the Greenville County dump, and I'm just in Greenville County. I get to pay the high taxes and the extra tax on your cars and vehicles, a $25 fee that the court system said was illegal, but somehow they managed to put it back on there.
Well, I've got a line on my property tax for Tri-County, and I'm not so sure I'm up to snuff with what they're doing over there, so it kind of upsets me a little bit when I have to pay on my property tax for the school system here, and the school system here is focusing on pumping kids into Clemson, and I feel like that property tax was added to my property tax line to help promote the education of the local people, and not for my tax dollars to go to a tri-county that is sending students to Clemson that when they graduate, they move away.
We got a lot of roads need repairing, and they do these big projects that look good for the tourists coming through, or they built themselves a nice new office up there in Evansville, and you can't drive down these back roads without not knocking your front end out of line for the potholes.
Not what we come to, but it makes me sad.
Yeah, it don't do much good to complain about it. death and taxes, you're going to always have them.
I'm pretty interested in some high-frequency communication. I just recently got my ham license about maybe 2 months ago, and I've been studying so I can pass the general test, and I'm super eager and interested to try some HF communication.
I think you'll enjoy, you know, getting on HF. And the general class test, I found it to not be a whole lot different than a technician. You know, there was, you know, some more questions on, you know, where you could talk and where you couldn't talk, and just a few more little technical things. I've been trying to move on up to the extra, and there's just some of the math and theory on it is just beyond me, so I don't know if I'll ever get that one done, but that's what I want to do is move on up to extra. But general class, you know, gives you a lot of bands, and even with technician, you know, you can get in with DMR, and, you know, there's still a whole lot of options.
K2-991, and just basically been using it on the 2-meter band so far.
There's a fair amount of people, you know, hang out on this repeater, and I've joined the club that kind of, you know, sponsors this to the meetings lately, but kind of keep in touch with the guys and, you know, just have a good time with it and enjoy meeting new people and, you know, talking on it when I get the chance.
So,
well, the problem I got right now is I've damaged my hearing, so I'm not catching, you know, everything you're saying. I mean, you're making the machine fine. It's just my hearing is, you know, I gotta haven't put my hearing aids in yet today. I'm down at the ham shack. Need to go back up to the house and get them and put them in. So I'll let you go for now. Enjoy talking with you. You have a good morning. Have a good day. Stay cool. It's going to be a hot one like yesterday. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
This morning. And yeah, definitely stay cool. It's gonna be super hot. I think it's gonna be a few extra degrees compared to what it was yesterday. So yeah, it was good talking to you, man. And I'll be clear. KQ4 QHV monitoring.